Hey, scientists, how critical is pure water to you? In this new podcast, Lab Water Stories Unfiltered, we at Millipore Sigma look closer at this often overlooked lab essential. Tune in as experts drop tips and insights not found in textbooks, taken from their work with MilliQ Lab Water Solutions. Lab Water Stories Unfiltered. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Millipore Sigma is the U.S. and Canada life science business of Merck KGaA Darmstadt, Germany.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the country experienced a gorgeous taste of summer over the weekend with barbecues and trips to the beach. And Met Aaron is very happily forecasting sunny weather for the rest of the week. And a festival season has also kicked off. Our reporter Josh Crosby was out and about with those relishing the sunshine at beaches in Wicklow and Wexford.
My favourite thing about the sunny weather is being able to go swimming.
Have you been in?
Yes.
Is it cold?
Very.
Picnics and towels are at the ready as we approach the summer season. Here at British Bay, beachgoers have come from near and far.
I've come from Manchester and I'm going to Arklow, just stopped at British Bay. Beautiful weather and I am contemplating and getting in that sea.
So you've just got off the plane from Manchester and first stop is the beach?
First stop.
The good weather puts everyone in a better mood, does it?
Yes, of course it does, yeah. Especially when you're from Manchester.
So you're living locally here?
Yes.
You've all this in your back garden?
That's right, yeah. It's lovely, yeah.
You get quite busy now in the good weather like this?
Yeah, but that's okay. We love the buzz of summer and the quietness in the winter.
So twin brothers celebrating your 83rd birthday on the beaches of Wicklow.
At the beaches of Wicklow.
You're both wearing shorts, you're out with the sandals and socks. What are you enjoying about the good weather?
We're enjoying that it's good, that it's not raining, that we're able to be out with ourselves and with our wives, who are more energetic than we are.
The other two kids there and the wife sitting there.
And you were just in there now, what
just
was it like?
Freezing.
Freezing.
She says not too cold, but go home and have a barbecue then.
I'm here with Jackson, my son, he's 5 years of age. Nana is here as well. Say hello, Jackson.
Were you in the water?
Yeah, and I got buckets full of water.
And you're going to build a sandcastle?
Yeah.
What do you enjoy about going to the beach?
I like when I jump over the waves.
From birthdays to sandcastles, it's all about the fun at British Bay. I couldn't leave without stopping off at the local ice cream shop.
It's Suzanne Brennan and it's Daybreak Store in British Bay, County Wicklow. It's a real summer trade here. The good weather brings everybody out and it puts everyone in good form. They make their day trips down. Once the sun is out, they all flock to the beach here in British Bay, which is great for us.
I can see their shorts and smiles all around. Your previous customer there getting a bottle of sun cream.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. All the necessities for a day at the beach in British Bay. Yeah.
How popular are the 99s now?
You can see here that we have this new kiosk that we put in 2 weeks ago to take the pressure off the shop because we're under that much pressure with ice creams here. The 99 cones fly out the door.
So you have to get in this dedicated hut in here now for the summer season?
Yes, we sure are.
There'll be queues out the door with her?
Yeah, oh, all the time. Queues are building up already. Yeah, yeah, it's great, great.
The knock-on effects for coastal businesses from the sun is also being soaked up in the seaside village of Cortown in the sunny southeast.
Hi, Pat Houghton from Ambrose Maloney, barman.
Yeah, and I see you've all the outdoor tables. How much of a difference does the good weather make to the business here?
Oh, it's massive. It's massive. Like, without the good weather, like, people sort of stay in their mobiles or they don't bother coming out. They'd probably drink at home. But now, with the nice weather out now, especially yesterday, you could have sworn you were in Florida or something with the nice weather.
And busy the food as well, I suppose. Fish and the chips is a popular one.
Fish and chips here is absolutely amazing. They do a beer battered cod and it's absolutely divine.
I'm in the shorts
all year round, but that's just me.
My name's Abby Spencer and we're in the kiosk in Cortown. The weather makes a huge difference. Like, when it's cloudy, you don't get a huge amount of people, but when it's sunny, even on like weekdays, people just come down from everywhere and there's a caravan parks around.
And as I look around, it's full of colour. You have the Cortown sticks of rock, you have the buckets and spades. What are some of the most popular items now for the children and the families when they land down? What's the first thing they want to get before they hit the beach?
Definitely the 99s, they really like the ice creams. And then they would get like the sticks of rock and then just some buckets and spades for the beach.
The mobile homes are starting to fill up for the busy season ahead. Some come for a day and some come to stay.
Yeah, so I came down from Dublin, used to come down to Cortown as a kid. So kind of just reliving my youth, keen to get down with the nice weather.
So you're passing your family traditions now down to the next
generation?
Exactly,
yeah. I wanted to bring Ellie down to see the beach. Make sandcastles, ain't you, Ellie, going to make sandcastles?
Yeah. I'm living here 11 years.
11 years. And what brought you down? How did you decide to live
We always came down when the children were small. So when my husband retired, we sold up in Dublin and moved down. You know. And then my children all followed me.
Well, you can't blame them, really, especially on a day like today.
Yeah. So I have before living down here. Yeah.
You're happy you made the move?
Ah, yeah, definitely. I love it down here, yeah.
A bit of peace and quiet from the city.
Well, it's great because, I mean, you can go along and no one disturbs you. I love it.
But a weekend like this weekend now with the good weather, I suppose it can get busy around here.
It gets busy, but I don't mind it. I like to see the people coming down
here.
You're
hearing all the Dublin accents again.
I hear all. It reminds me of home.
What do you enjoy about the sunny weather?
Being warm and I get to do stuff.
Yeah, you go for a swim?
Maybe.
Everybody is happy, smiling, enjoying themselves. It's brilliant.
Not wrong, everyone is happy in the sunshine. That's Josh Crosby there chatting to people on the beaches of Wicklow and Wexford. It was a smasher of a weekend.
It was gorgeous, wasn't it?
Yeah. It kind of does change things. Oh, if we lived in a sunny country
mood.
All the time, how we live is different. You're outside more.
There's a buzz.
You eat and drink a bit differently.
Every restaurant was rammed over the weekend.
Yeah, no cost of living crisis there.
Wasn't too much sign of it, but fair enough. In the weekend it was.
Ah, look, do you know what? That was like a holiday weekend. And we don't get that many of them.
Yeah, but the forecast is brilliant for the rest of the week, so I can enjoy it.
I cannot wait.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Hey, scientists, how critical is pure water to you? In this new podcast, Lab Water Stories Unfiltered, we at Millipore Sigma look closer at this often overlooked lab essential. Tune in as experts drop tips and insights not found in textbooks, taken from their work with MilliQ Lab Water Solutions. Lab Water Stories Unfiltered. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Millipore Sigma is the U.S. and Canada life science business of Merck KGaA Darmstadt, Germany.